This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 2nd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya.
Yeah.
I tried to warn everyone last night that this was going to be a little bit late, and one of the reasons for that is that not only was yesterday a crazy one in terms of the fact that normally on eviction night, there's lots to talk about post-HOH comp, but there's not a lot to talk about previously. But in this case, we have a situation where there was a ton to talk about previously. There was a potential vote flip. And on top of that, we had a whole other hour or so that got leaked.
Yeah. So we went from having potential talk about pre-episode twist, talking about the implications of twist, post who won HOH, what went down after, and then the leak happens, which is a whole new thing that we get. I like to call it Feeds the Movie because it was about an hour and 20 minutes of stuff we had not seen that was just glorious.
Yes. So there's a lot here to talk about, and I'm really tired. I don't know if you could tell.
I'm on my third coffee, man. I'm with you right there. It's gonna be interesting.
All right, so it was day 44 in the Big Brother 21 house, and we started the day. Now, if you recall from yesterday, we had a lot that was going down then, and it was this whole situation where Sam finally told Jackson everything he knew about Christy. And so Jackson's eyes were opened. His mind was blown. He wanted to save Sam, but couldn't because Holly didn't want to let go of Kat because she knows Kat from outside of the game. So that didn't happen there, but he was fully turned against Christy. Fully turned against Christy. And he decided that he wanted to go and talk to Jack about that because he trusts Jack and he wanted to pull Jack in, get Jack on board with everything. So he told Jack about it. Jack then told Tommy about it because Jack trusts Tommy more than Jackson or Christy. And with Tommy in the know, Tommy gave Christy the heads up. Tommy pulled Jack and Sis in and said, I don't think this is right. I don't think Christy's really that bad. I think that Jackson's going crazy here. And they agreed with Tommy. They sided with Tommy. And that's how the night ended before this live feed update. So Christy had just sort of found out a little bit that was happening, and Jack and Tommy were against this flip against the six by Jackson. So in the morning, Jack is going to let Christy know a little bit more of Of what's been happening with all of this stuff and what Sam has been saying. And he gives her some more heads up of like, here's some of what's happening here. Here's some of what's been going on. And Christy is then going to again, freak out even more. She is going to go to Holly and try to convince Holly that like, hey, I don't know if you've been hearing anything from Sam or anything like that, but it's definitely not true.
Yeah, this is not what's going down. This is not what's going down. And it's this is just the beginning, Taryn. It's like the little sprinkles of what ends up happening. But it basically starts off with your update, moving into this stuff with Christy starting to get in the know, Jackson being in the know, Jack being in the know. All the information's coming out. It's a leak of leaks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now that Christy has exposed the fact that she basically knows about what has been going on when she was not supposed to know, Jack is now concerned that he's going to have to explain to Jack and Jackson and Holly that he told Christy about it. And they also haven't gone through with their plan yet of trying to blame the outsiders for all of this. That was the plan they came up with the night before, as I told you guys yesterday. That they were like, oh, well, it's Kat's fault. It's Cliff's fault. We're gonna scapegoat somebody. That's what's worked in the past. That's what we did to Nicole. Let's do that again. It'll work again. So Jack goes to Jackson and tries to convince him that, hey, don't you think that this is just Cliff's fault or Kat's fault? Don't you think that they're just trying to get in our heads and trying to convince us to turn on each other? Isn't that what Cliff wanted all along? Don't you think? And Jackson says, no, I do not think.
No. I refuse to believe that to be the case.
Yes.
This is just a situation where this is something Jackson has wanted. And now he's put it out there, and I think he knows he can't, there's no take backsies. He's got to like, just be like, hey, no, this is my firm stance. No more trying to do things. I just need to go full ahead of it. And you need to be with me. I need you. You're my bro. We need to bro together.
Yes. Also chat. I know I look tired. You can stop saying that. Thanks.
So such a rude thing to say, gang.
Really? Karen,
you look energetic, man.
Thank you, Puya. Yeah.
You got this.
Thank you. All right. So Jackson says, look, there's no way that this is a lie. There's no way that you think that Cliff and Kat and Sam, like they all came up with this like weeks and weeks ago, that like week two, they came up with this secret plan to split us apart. Like, no, that is not the case. That is not the case. They are telling the truth. Christy is, I know Christy has said my name. I know she is coming after me. Like, this is not good, Jack. And you need to be on board with me. Like, you need to come with, like, he thinks that he has Jack. This has been what's held the six together all this time, is that Jackson has always been under the impression that that Jack is his bromance.
Yeah.
That Jack is with him, and it's him and Jack and Holly and Sis, and then Christy and Tommy. Yeah. When in reality, it's always been Tommy and Christy and Jack and Sis, and then Jackson and Holly. And so that's what's been going down there. And so Jackson is essentially finding this out, like, oh, he's trying to explain to Jack, like, you have to come with me. You have to come with me. And he hasn't found out yet that Jack is not with him. And so he explains to Jack, look, I know that this is real. He thinks that all he needs to do is convince Jack that this is real. The only reason Jack is doubting him right now is because Jack is doubting the source of the information. So, okay, Jack, here's how I know it's real. Kat and Holly know each other. She's not going to lie. Like, we know that this information is valid because they know each other. And like, that's what we have. That's like, you have to believe me.
Bombshell. This is the big information that will become the root of everything for the rest of the day, in my opinion. He does the only thing he can at this point to try and, you know, keep his bro in, keep his buddy in. They sat on the block together. This has been the one person that he's been able to bond with about a lot of things. This is kind of like, you know, they've had similar narratives in the story. So he sees this as his person. And when you see that person starting to slip away, you got to give them everything. And this is the one thing that he feels strongest about, that he feels like he's kept. So by doing this, he believes, okay, this is what will keep me in. This is information that's coming from me. This is good. This is a good source. It's reliable. I can work with this. Spoiler alert. No, you don't. No,
Yes. So Jack, throughout this conversation, is just like head down, not saying a word, which by itself should have convinced Jackson to shut up.
Stop it. Don't do it.
But he just not saying a word, and Jackson just continues to spill and spill and spill, and eventually the conversation ends and Jack is going to go straight to Tommy, and he says, Tommy, the six is dead. We are not getting back together here. It's over. It's over. And Tommy's like, no! Really?
Why?
What? He's like, Jackson will not listen. He does not trust Christy. This is over. And Tommy's like, no. And I'm just like, yes.
Tommy giving me shades of, is there anything we can do with Rob Lowe on Parks and Recreation? No, there's nothing we can do, Tommy. It's dead. Once again, of course, Jack uses another dead metaphor. It's dead. The six is taking a long nap now. He won't fall in line. He doesn't want Christine. Christy doesn't want Jackson. This is no bueno. It's not going to work anymore. I think Jack realizes this now. It's not possible. Can't mend this fence.
Yes, and I'm just loving the frustration.
Bring it over. Bring it over.
Yes, you can't put it back together.
Like the six-piece puzzle, it can't be put together. It's done.
So Jack says, and here's another thing. He promised me not to say anything, but he made me promise not to say anything, but I'm with you, Tommy. He said that Kat and Holly know each other, and that's how he knows that Kat is telling the truth. And Tommy is like, oh, they know each other. That's terrible. I knew it. He did. But not to this level of confirmation. And that's terrible. Oh, awful. No. How dare they? We don't want that in the jury house, do we?
If you're at the final two with one of them, that's votes you're not going to get. This is basically the person that shouldn't find out something like this or feel this confirmed is someone who is also in a twosome that knows one another coming in. And now the best way to cover that is to put another one to bed and pretend that was the one. We got rid of it. There couldn't have been two of those in the house. So Tommy going to take this information and run with it.
Yes. And so he's like, you know what? That's why I was thinking about saving Sam. That's why. And Jack is like, oh, yeah, but Sam, that doesn't seem right to me. And Tommy's like, no, but listen, Holly, Kat, and Jackson all know each other. Holly apparently stayed in Jackson's house at one point. I don't think he was there at the time, but there was something weird going on with it. He followed her on Instagram. They all know each other. It's a secret trio. That's dangerous. We need to take them out. We need to take a shot. We need to get rid of Kat right now. Jack, like, he slowly starts to come around. He's like, oh, okay, maybe. I don't know.
Are we crazy enough to do this? Are we actually considering this? Yeah, it just gets to one. You know, again, it goes back to we've talked about how crazy it is when people know each other and how much of an advantage it is. As feed watchers, we can recognize this. Now, when you're in the house and you start realizing this and the numbers, you look around and the numbers have gone down. There's only 12 of you. It's like 3 out of 12. That's a quarter of the house. That's a quarter of the house that hypothetically knows one another, has a connection to one another. So no matter what you've built, you can kind of feel unsafe knowing that, hey, these people know one another. That's no bueno for me. So I feel like that's what was going on in Jack's mind. He was starting to come online with this information and start realizing that, you know, no matter how I feel about these people, my six shooters or whatever, I really don't think we can do anything to salvage it. So maybe we just do take the shot, and maybe we do keep Sam, even though we don't really know what to do with him.
Yeah. So they're like, you know what? Let's do this. Let's flip this vote. Let's flip this vote. And I got to say, like, this is something that I talked about last night when I was streaming, because there was a lot of streaming yesterday. And I feel like there is, because I don't think that flipping this vote was necessarily the right move for the six, because it really it draws a line in the sand that is not particularly favorable to the six. It relies on Sam to be grateful that they saved him. And he's pretty anti-Christie. He's been burned by her before. I just don't know if they actually buy into that. And with Sam in the game, Sam can also pull Nick away from them. Whereas if Sam is gone, then Nick is with them, bolstering their numbers at least a little bit. But I feel like Tommy is the kind of player, he came into this game, He knows the game really well. He's excited to play the game. And he came into the game and he saw Christie. And he's like, oh, that changes everything. And now Christie is playing like the aggressive, influential game. And he recognizes that, like, it's smarter for him to just let her do all the work and sit back and take all the benefits without any of the risk. But I think that Tommy finds that boring. I think that for as much as Tommy pushes for the boring game, and as much as he continues to push hard for his safety and playing the safe play and all of that, I think he wants to be a player that is doing exciting things. But he got put in a spot because of the casting situation where he has to play this safe game. And we've seen bits of that. He's talked to Christie like, ah, man, I wonder what would happen if I was playing with like a different cast, like if I was playing like a different season, and if I could be more exciting about that, be more exciting in a season like that. And he's talked about like wanting to like be more aggressive in the game soon. And it's, I think that he is like fighting his inner, like, I want to play exciting, and it's way smarter to just play the Casey game, as Marietta says. And that's what he said to Christie a couple of weeks ago now. And so I think that's why he's prone to, in the same way that when we saw an opportunity for Cliff to make a huge move and we were like, oh, that can be smart, right? Right. That can be smart, and kind of like glossed over the downsides. I feel like the same thing happens to Tommy when he is presented with something exciting, where when they were like, hey, let's blindside Nicole by keeping her, he was like, ooh, that's fun. That can work, right? And then when he finds out about Kat knowing Holly outside of the house, he was like, last minute flip. Oh, I can make this make sense in my head, and it's super exciting. Like, let's do this.
Yeah, I can work with this. Well, it's complicated because, like, you know, he's coming in. This is someone we've talked about preseason as a fan, so he knows what he's doing. You know, he's been laying somewhat low. He's been in the back and behind the scenes and everything, but it is so much more fun to play from the front. It is so much more fun to be like the one in the front, making the moves, making the gestures, executing the decisions and stuff like that. But Christie has taken that spot, and he kind of wants to, you know, get the spotlight a little bit and come from under that and make it work. He has been playing a really good game so far. I feel like he's starting to get to the point where, like, maybe he's starting to feel really like a lot more confident in his positioning to be like, I can afford to do this. I can afford to do something a little bit bigger now because of how much I'm hearing everybody else's name. So I should still be able to be fine if this happens. And I would also have so much more fun doing this, because obviously it's a lot more fun doing this than being the quiet one. When you go to a party, if you're sitting in the corner, having a drink, not talking to anybody, doing your own thing, not as fun as interacting with people, not as fun as maybe dancing. He wants to dance. I mean, we know that, but a whole other type of dance is what I'm talking about right here. It's a more fun position to be in. And I feel like when you get in a situation like this, when you get this kind of information with the little bit of time that you have, it's kind of like, let's do it. Why not? Let's do it. It's a last second move. maybe it's crazy enough that it'll work. Maybe it's crazy enough that once HOH starts, no one's talking about it and we're just trying to figure other stuff out. Maybe we win HOH and we don't have to worry about the ramifications. There's just a lot of good things that can come from a last second move like this, and it's the more fun route. So why not?
Yeah. So they're on board. They're going to flip the vote. That's what they're going to do. Christy comes in. They try to fill her in as quickly as possible. She is on board as well to flip this vote. Let's go and talk to people. And then the feeds cut.
Shout out feeds. Yep, feeds went down. And this is when the internet ignites. Oh my God, did we just see this? Is this about to be a flip? Are we going to see something crazy tonight? Everyone marked their calendars, cleared their evening. Okay, 9 p.m. I'm going to be on my TV set. I'm going to watch this. It's going down. I'm going to be ready to tweet about it. We're ready. I feel like I saw so much presence online, ready to go. And so we lead into the episode at that point.
Yes. However, as I mentioned, there was a leak.
Boom.
Apparently...
Yeah,
somebody hacked in to the satellite signal from the live show, and they've been doing this for the last 2 years, and they have all of the footage from live shows, from like the hour leading up to live shows for all of last season and this season.
Yeah. So based on the information at hand, they have a 10-foot satellite dish that gains the feed stuff that goes towards CBS affiliates and stuff like that is what I read and what I understood. So it raises so many questions because it's like, first of all, I'm thankful. You know, being Team Internet, I love that we got this because on the episode last night, they're like, here's a sneak preview and gave us 8 seconds of yelling. And then the internet was like, tuh. We'll give you 80 minutes of the yelling. We'll give you that. How about that? I like that. But so they have this stuff, but we've never heard about this for 2 seasons. No one has seen a shred of this before. We've never seen this. We've never seen GIFs of Julie Chen getting ready. We haven't seen her talk with the audience. And then we get all this stuff out of nowhere. 80 minutes of bliss, 80 minutes of what we want as feeds just available on YouTube out of nowhere.
Yes. Thank you. It was Alanis Rocks 69.
Nice.
On Reddit, just appeared out of nowhere and posted this link to download the footage, and people put it up on YouTube. And this like just popped up when I was streaming last night, and Alanis even showed up in the Twitch chat last night. To explain a little bit of like what they have been doing. And so this footage is out there, and it is about an hour and 20 minutes of the feeds leading up to the live show, including some of the pre-show with Julie talking to the audience and then getting made up. We have never seen anything like this before.
No. Who needs Nevada? No one needs. This is amazing. This was incredible. I was shocked when I saw this go down. I watched it to its entirety without skipping anything. It was that good. It was gripping. I was on the edge of my seat watching this, and it just made everything that we were going to come into this morning unsure about and speculating about clear. And we now have answers to a lot of questions that were raised once the feeds were cut yesterday before the show. And yes. It's amazing.
Now, it was only what was released was only a single camera shot throughout. So there still are some holes, but we can try to do our best to guess what those holes consist of.
Yeah, it's like if Endgame leaked from a theater screening, but it's like the shot is of the two people that are sitting next to the person who's filming it. But you can hear what's going on in the background. You can hear Thanos. You can hear all that stuff going down. So that's kind of how we got this footage.
Yes. So what we see is that what I can kind of piece together on the timeline is that after the feeds cut, Tommy, Jack, and Christy approached Sis and Nicole about the vote flip. They they went to Sist and they explained to her that Kat and Holly know each other and that that means they need to go. Jack in particular was like all over, like he was like, they know each other. They gotta go. That's how Nicole explained it. And, they were explaining to Sis and Nicole that this had to happen. They also talked to Nick about it briefly, and Nick was, of course, on board. Sis, though, was a little more skeptical. Sis was like, but wait a minute. What if this is all just a plan by Jackson to flip the vote to save Sam and get rid of Kat? That's why he said they knew each other.
Who are you? Who is this Sis you speak of? Yeah, so Sis is the one person that kind of takes a pause in the middle of all this chaos and formation that's happening. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. Nicole is also skeptical about it. I think that she is willing to go along with it, but she's kind of worried, like, I just want to make sure I don't get screwed here. So that's they approached them. And then I believe what happened is that Jackson sees something is going on and he's like, what's going on? He questions Nicole about what she was just talking about. And Nicole is like, no, I don't know. I don't know. Don't ask me. And so then I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, if we found more footage or whatever, but my best guess is that at that point, Jackson grabs Holly and they approach Jack and Tommy in the boat room. And that's what starts the big argument as they begin to question Jack and Tommy, like, what's going on? Why is there like shady talks going down all over the place? And that starts the discussion. It starts to get a little bit heated. Nick comes by at one point after talking with Nicole about the vote flip, and he sees that they're still talking about this, and he lets Christy and Sis know, who are in the bathroom, hey, they're in there chatting about some stuff. And so Christy and Sis run in, and then things start to really get heated and yelly. And similar to the scene previously in the season where they were yelling in the HOH, they are now yelling in the boat room, and everyone is outside the boat room like, oh boy, guess we're going to kind of listen in.
Yeah. Yeah. So Sis and Christy end up going into the boat room from the bathroom, and that's the shot we get. So we pretty much have the footage we have is the bathroom and then the hallway by the kitchen are mm-hmm. the two shots we get. But we can hear everything that's going on in the room, and so can they. So by they, we're talking about the quote unquote outsiders. So you've got Sam, Nick, Cliff, Nicole, and Jess are hovering around the bathroom because they were getting ready for the eviction episode. That's what's going down. But you can hear them all audibly yelling at one another. In particular, you're hearing Christy and you're hearing Jackson. And they're talking about everything. They're talking about this whole six conundrum and all this stuff. And you're getting getting reaction shots of every other person just kind of like slowly, sneakily listening to this outside.
Mm-hmm. So everyone else is running around. Cliff is going to run and grab Nicole and be like, Nicole, you should come and listen to this. I believe the six is breaking up. We need to make sure that we stay united. This is what we've been waiting for. He's very excited. Mm-hmm. And so, we have all of that going down. The fight continues. Jackson is going to storm out of the boat room multiple times.
Yeah.
And he's going to get his cowboy boots on and start stomping around. At one point he left the boat room, and we just got the camera outside of the room. So he leaves, and he leaves the door kind of ajar. And then as he's walking down the hallway, the door just slams shut, mm-hmm. like with the force of Hulk. If we're staying to the Avengers here, it is like slams shut behind him. And so Jackson's going to be stomping around. He goes into the kitchen at one point. He's like, are you not entertained?
Yeah, he proceeds to brush his teeth really aggressively, just making as much of a tantrum as one can without actually audibly blowing up and telling everyone on the outside what was going down in that room. just kind of pretending the room didn't exist, but also showing its clear anger that things aren't going his way and he is not happy about it.
Yes. So that eventually dissipates, and Jackson leaves for good. And the conversation then revolves around Holly, and in particular, Sis and Tommy with Holly. And Sis is continuing to spew her theory about, like, did Jackson do this on purpose to get us to vote out Kat? And Holly's kind of like, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing at this point. Holly's stance at this point is, I don't know why Jackson would say any of this. Disavow. I do not know Kat. I definitely do not know Kat. Maybe he thinks so because of a thing that happened day two or whatever, but I do not know Kat and I do not know any of this. And I'm still with you guys. I'm still with you guys. Please do not vote Kat out because that would still piss me off. And there's a relationship that's salvageable here. That's the general trying to get across to Tommy and Sis. And you know what? It seems like it worked.
Yeah. No, my takeaway from this leak was that Holly, under pressure, did pretty decent damage control, if I do say so. Like, she definitely was able to separate herself from Jackson, is what I'm trying to say without using big fancy words. She was able to do that and kind of like let him know, hey, I don't know what's going on. Jackson's a rogue nut. This is not a thing to do with me. I don't know Kat. Another thing I wanted to point out is that Kat was the only other person outside of that six group that ends up walking into the lion's den, into the boat room in the middle of all the chaos, and stays in there with them for a while as well.
Yes. And I believe that Kat is super pissed at Jackson for revealing the fact that she knows Holly outside of the game. And so I believe that she is going to start like yelling at Jackson, who is also going to start yelling at her, which is going to reignite her hatred for him and her sort of stance that he is anti-woman. And that's going to come into play later on after the feeds come back for real. So that happens there. But it does seem like, based on what we saw, that Sis was skeptical, which put a little bit of a damper on the flip. But the flip was still happening up to, like, the live show starting. And it wasn't until probably what we saw when the live show started that Holly had done enough damage control that they decided to call it off. So Holly seems to be the one that managed to talk them down from voting out Kat at the very last second.
Yeah, like I feel like there's like three theories or like three pieces that went together to prevent this from happening. One is the one you just mentioned with Holly doing an amazing job of being able to like kind of soften everything out. The other one was Christy and Jackson's blow up getting to the point where Christy was like, whoever he wants saved, I want gone. So if it's going to be Sam that he wants saved, Sam has to go. So that was Christy's like, just anti whatever Jackson wants,
which falls along with Sis's theory that Jackson secretly wanted Sam to be saved, which they bought into a little bit.
Yeah. So that kind of pushed that. And then the other one was right before we started seeing the Julie Chen show prep footage. Tommy takes Sam into another room and they're just talking. He's like, so what's your stand? Like, what do you want to happen? And then Sam kind of like says everything right until he says, Christy, like, you obviously know I'm anti-Christy. Like, I'm not really, like, into that. But I'm good with you. I'm good with Jack. I would, like, you guys are good with me. I would, like, run with y'all. So that could, for me, is also kind of like, that would probably damper for Tommy. Of like, oh, you still want Christy gone somewhere down the line? That's no bueno for me. So I feel like those two things, plus the Holly thing, equals flip being stopped in its tracks.
Yes. Sam, I think, really missed a huge opportunity. Sam was not getting into the mix of all of this, and he absolutely should have been, because he wasn't aware of what was going down. He didn't realize that there was a flip to save him and that Christy was involved in that flip. And so there wasn't enough time for them to go to Sam and get a promise out of him that he would work with Christy. And so he did not know like what he needed to say in that moment. And that definitely also contributed toward this vote flip not happening. So we get to the live show.
Yeah.
Julie was not trying to mess with us. I believe they genuinely did not know as the show started.
Yeah, for all the anger we all carried at the end of the episode, like, well, that was why were we teased like that? No, it genuinely did seem like it could have gone somewhere. It just so happens that it ended up not happening. And I think the fact that we saw it be so unanimous with a 9-0 is why everyone was like up in arms, like, well, what? Like, we were promised some stuff. Some stuff was going down. You told us it was happening. But honestly, after watching these 80 minutes, I feel like that kind of puts the cool on my feelings towards the episode. If anything, it was fun to kind of like connect, like why Cliff was so excited in the DR when he was doing his boat, and it made sense what the cat speech was. Like, it kind of added, filled the gaps that I didn't know about on the episode.
Yes, and there are some people in the chat saying that that Cat was pretending to be mad. No, Cat was not pretending to be mad at Jackson. Cat was very, very mad at Jackson. We're gonna get to that. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So we get to the live show. Sam is evicted unanimously. Very upsetting. Very upsetting. Jess is going to be the winner of the HOH. Jess.
Who knew? Yeah. Could not have seen this coming. Again, it goes back to if you had told me I had 10 guesses, I would have probably put Jess last, which means I'm sleeping on it. Also, the comp, there was a shady shot, which Hamster Watch did catch. It was one of those memory comps where they had people's pictures in like poses and they had to like, you know, look at them and stuff. And there's one of Sis and Jess, and it said, had a caption of like watching paint dry. So paint has HOH now.
Rob says exit interview with Sam dropping soon, so
send it, Rob, send it,
be prepared for that. And of course there was more arguing that happened before the live show, including, you know, Tommy versus Cliff, you know, literally just out in front of everybody near the living room, like yelling at each other. Like we'll see it all we'll see most of it on the show, I imagine, but, lots of stuff going down, but Jess is our new HOH, and that's pretty good. It's a pretty good outcome here. Because things have just crumbled everywhere, and Jess is somebody that has been working with some smart people like Cliff and Nicole who can point her in the right direction. Luckily. Now, unfortunately, if Kat had gone, I think this would have been better, because Kat is also an influence here, and Kat not exactly pointing in the right direction, but you know, close enough, I guess. So lots of chaos after the feeds come back from the HOH competition. Holly and the six shooters and Kat are trying to do as much damage control with each other as possible. Holly and Kat denying that they know each other. Everything is getting blamed on Cliff. Holly's like, oh yeah, it was all Cliff told me a bunch of stuff that, yeah, it's all because it can't be blamed on Kat because she's trying to protect Kat. And so,
yeah.
So it's getting blamed on Cliff, and everybody is sort of allowing it to be blamed on Cliff. Although I'm not sure that anybody really believes that Cliff is fully at fault. Christy is secretly, you know, in her talks with Sis, saying the six is dead. I'm not with them anymore. I only trust you four. But to Holly, she's denying everything and saying, hey, we're still good. Same thing with Holly. Holly is saying, oh, we're still good. But when she talks to Jackson, she's like, oh yeah, I know, I still can't trust Christy. So this split is still here, but they are doing their best to pretend that it doesn't exist. Except Jackson, because he's not doing anything to pretend. He is just literally just moping around and not saying a word. Yeah. Just going into the pantry and grabbing food and then storming out and not saying anything to anyone.
Yeah, he's a full number one candidate to be blanketing by the end of the week. It's already showing, and honestly, silence is golden. I'm happy if like we're all kind of happy that we don't have to deal with him. But I do think that the reason they're all just kind of verbally letting it be like on Cliff is so that they can bury this and not have to talk about it, because the flip didn't happen, because none of them want HOH to try and take the shot. So like, they don't really need answers. They're all just trying to like, let's just put this to bed and not have to deal with this, because honestly, none of us can do anything about it. And I don't want to have to be arguing about this for the next 4 days. Like, yes. Let's just not.
And while they're all going crazy and trying to do damage control with each other, Jess is just kind of hanging out, the HOH, in the kitchen by herself. And Cliff comes along. Cliff is going to talk to Jess while they're all going crazy. And Cliff is going to make sure she's on the right page. And she is. That she's, you know, she's talking about... a shot needs to be taken at these six, and you know, it's going to be scary. It's going to be stressful. Cliff says, I understand. That's generally where they're at. They're also going to talk with Nicole. They talk about needing to keep Jackson Holly because they're less threatening than the other four that still exists. So it's those two and those four. And so you got to take a shot at those four. And that's where they're at. Jess really wants to take a shot at Jack. Jack is the one she wants to take out. She is scared, though. And she's worried about being a target heading into the double eviction. Jess is also going to promise safety to Christy. And Christy is going to promise that she will not use her power this week. So there are a lot of things going around there. Christy is going to be aggressively confronting these four, like, hey, I never made an alliance with you, right?
Yeah, like, you, was I in an alliance? Were all five of us in a room at any point alone? No? Good.
Yeah.
It's not true.
In the meantime, Nick is pledging his allegiance to Jack and the four, saying that he is completely with them and everything is totally cool. Now, this is a far cry from where he was in the leak, where he was literally giddy at the fact that they were yelling at each other and excited that they were going to break up and saying to Nicole that he wanted to work with her and that he trusted her the most. He is now going to Jack and he's saying, hey, I am yours.
Yeah,
we are the five. Like, he really wants to get that fifth spot here with this four.
Yeah, since he fell out of it, he just wants to be back with the cool kids deep down. No matter how we look at it, no matter what's in front of him, he just wants to be back in Jack's good books, and he'll do anything he can. And I think this, what he's seen go down, gives him that opening that he's been waiting for to jump back in bed with Jack.
Yes. So we get to Jack is going to be very upset, as is Jackson. Jackson talks to Holly. He says, Jack has burned me twice. Never again. No more. He's done with Christy. He's done with Jack. Jack betrayed him. He betrayed the bromance. How dare he? And Jack is also going to be crying in bed. I betrayed him. I feel so bad.
He said he was heartbroken.
What did I do?
I wish one of them won HOA so that they'd get some kind of sad Drake album to listen to and deal with these heartaches that they're having. Poor guy. Poor bros.
Yep. So... we get to get to the bottom of what's going to happen with the nominations. We get a conversation with Cliff's Angels. It's Cliff, Jess, Kat, and Cole. They say Jack has to go. Kat, though, mentions that, like, she trusts Christy. Kat told Nicole earlier she trusts Christy. She says it again to them. She says that Christy's a straight shooter. And that they should trust her. So they don't have to worry about her using her power. And that everything's going to be fine with Christy. They shouldn't target Christy. Kat also suggests that she says she would have nominated Jack and Sis and then backdoored Jackson. That's what she would like to do. Nicole is like, yeah, I'm with you. I'm nominating Jack and Sis. No backdoor, though. I mean, I would have just nominated Jack and Sis. That's what I would do. Cliff says that Jackson is more likely to work with them than Jack. And Kat agrees. Nicole says the same thing is true of Holly and Sis. Because Holly is more likely to work with them than Sis, because they are on the outs. And again, we're trying to explain that that it's those four and those too. But Kat is really still pushing like this sort of anti-Jackson thing. And Jess is a little bit concerned about nominating, you know, Jack and Sis, or, you know, certainly, you know, Tommy or Christy. She can't nominate them. And so what they come down to is, well, you know, what Jess was thinking was just nominate the same thing as Cliff, just nominate Jack and Jackson. And yeah, that's okay, because they'll have the votes, because Kat, Nicole, Cliff, there was a
Holly,
fourth. Holly and yeah, Holly. That's four votes to evict Jack. Jess can break the tie to evict Jack, and everything is fine.
Yes.
No, no, everything is not fine.
Why?
That's a bad plan.
Why? Tell us.
So here's the thing. If Jess nominates Jack and Sis, two people from the four, then if the veto is won and Christy uses the diamond power of veto and tries to nominate, say, Cliff or Jackson or Holly or Nicole or anybody, then it's one of them versus one of the four. And the votes would be 4-4, and Jess could break the tie to evict Sis or Jack, whoever remains on the block. However, if Jess nominates Jack and Jackson, and the veto is won by one of the four, or Nick, and Christy uses the diamond power of veto on that veto and takes Jack down, then they can control who goes up next to Jackson, and that can be Holly or Cliff or Nicole or whoever. And now they have to lose either one of themselves or Jackson, and they might not even have the votes to save one of themselves, because Holly is no longer voting with them, and yeah, Kat might not be either, depending on where she's at with Jackson at that point in time. But if Jess nominates Jack and Jackson, that will only serve, in my opinion, to bond Jack and Jackson back together. And then if Christy's the one that saves Jackson by using the diamond power and putting somebody else like Cliff on the block, or like Nicole or whoever on the block, then they don't have Holly's vote. And they might not even have the four votes. The four might decide, hey, we're going to keep Jackson and we're going to take out one of these outsiders who just took a shot at us. Ooh, what are they thinking?
So dumb. Like, you guys have known about this power for a couple weeks now. You should have been thinking about these kind of logistic things that are happening, that could happen. Obviously, the ultimate move is to leave, because clearly the four want Jackson gone. He's dead man walking to them, dead to rights. So you leave him off the block so that if they choose to go rogue, if Christy does choose to use this power that she promised you she's not going to use, Jess, she uses it to put up Jackson. And then you're in the spot that you're describing now before veto, because veto changes everything. So, yes. Yeah.
Now there's a whole day, maybe not a whole day, but there's a good half day for them to continue to discuss. And I'm hoping that Cliff is smart enough to recognize what might happen. I'm hoping that that maybe Nicole is smart enough to recognize what might happen, and that they decide to not go through with this. They also discussed other options, like potentially putting Nick on the block next to Jack, which would be much better. They might end up losing Nick, but that's not one of the four, but he's essentially a number for one of the four, so that's better than nothing. But really, they should just put Sis next to Jack. Or, you know what? Just go ahead and put Christy next to Jack. That's what they should do, but they won't, because Kat is there saying, no, not Christy.
Yeah. Yeah, this is why I'm kind of really into what's going on right now, because Christy is the one person in the four that pretty much all of them in some shape or form don't want to target. Want to keep in. But like Cliff and Tommy have a bit of a riff. Sis and Nicole have a bit of a riff. So like these are and Jack is the universal one. Jack's the one that, you know, one size fits all. He's on the block. So then it's just a matter of who's the other one. So that's why I'm really hoping Nicole comes to her senses and goes, you know what? Sis pushes for that Sis angle. Like, Just have Sis on the block next to Jack. That's a showmance. One of the fun things watching them talk is when Jess was like, no, but Sis has said that Jack and her don't play together. And Kat was like, dude, they're sleeping together. Like, wake up. Like, this is going down. So kind of realizing, hey, let's just put a showmance, a pairing together, guarantee that one of them is divided, removed, however you see it. And then if the veto's used and we want to put Jackson up, we put him up. Like, that's the move. So I'm going to be optimistic. We've had a good 24 hours. I'm optimistic, hoping, knock on wood, that they realize that they can do this.
It's just, it's so simple. It's so simple that you have there the house. There are 11 people in the house. There are 6 people on your side and there are 5 people on the other side. And all you need to do is not put up any of the people on your side of the house. Even if you don't like them, even if they haven't been on your side before, they have been pushed away. Maybe they're not on your side, but they're not on the other side. Mm-hmm. The enemy of your enemy is your friend. Don't put your enemy, the enemy of your enemy, up next to your enemy.
Don't do them a favor. Don't. Come on.
Jackson should not touch the block.
No.
Nobody.
He's ostracized.
Yes.
No one's talking to him. He's literally the most useless person in the house now.
Jess. If Jackson goes home on Jess's HOH, then they have just diffused the entire civil war within the six on their own HOH.
Yeah, and they'll mend fences quick, and be right back after the Outsiders next week.
Yeah.
Don't do them a favor. Do yourself a favor. Fingers crossed, Taryn. We can do this. It could happen. It can happen.
It's simple. It's simple. All right.
You're going to be okay, Taryn. You got all of us. We're behind you. We'll will it. We'll manifest it. We'll send it. We've had a lot of prophecies come true in the last 12 hours on RHAP, on the podcast. So let's hope this is another one of those cases.
Yeah. All right. So, we're going to have to wait and see today. Again, there, I'm sure there are going to be more talks. I'm hoping that Holly can work a little more magic and maybe talk Jess into not putting Jackson on the block. If Holly can talk to Kat and Holly can talk to Jess and get Jackson to go up there and be like, I promise I won't put you on the block. Then maybe we can get Jackson to not go on the block, or maybe Cliff or Nicole will be like, hey, wait a minute, I'm just realizing that this could really work out poorly for us because I'm thinking about scenarios. I'm gonna be honest, I expected better of them. Need them to bring this situation up.
Yeah, hopefully the all the stuff they dealt with is the reason why they didn't come to this very easy, logical decision. And when they wake up and they'll have that coffee and they'll have that feel, they'll realize, okay, you know what? That was this right in front of us. Let's fix it. We can fix it.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, it is still possible that this might not go wrong. You know, the idea might be I think it has to go wrong because Christy has no incentive to not use her power.
The last week.
Yeah, it's the last week to use it. If the veto is won by Jack or any of the four, then there's no reason for her to not to use her power. She might as well use it to prevent any of her own from going up on the block. So it has to go wrong if they lose the veto. It has to. So they can't do this.
Yeah, no, they really can't. They just need to not. If their true intention is to get rid of the one of the four, they should simply put two of the four up. And if a lot of them, none of them want Christy up and a lot of them don't want Tommy, it's very obvious then you just put up Jack and Sis and you stand to benefit from it. And I don't think Jess sees this, but I think if Jess puts up Sis and somehow Sis does go, that benefits Jess the most because that's kind of the slot Jess is going to now take, in my opinion, as someone to make it to the end because they are harmless. So,
yep. So, again, we'll have to wait and see where this goes, but what a day of feeds. I know that there are a lot of people that were disappointed that the flip didn't happen, but just the fact that it very nearly happened is great. And these leaked feeds were pretty crazy, and this things are looking up here.
Yeah, this was a very delicious 24 hours of Big Brother that we just took in. I wonder if we're going to start seeing these leaks get put online weekly, and then our morning updates are going to be threefold of episode, feed leak, feed proper. So we'll see how that goes down. And it's just been, it's incredible. Like, what seemed like the wind was taken out of our sails after the episode last night was promptly put back in. And I'm very excited to see how this shakes out. Also, another fun fact, we have not had a repeat HOH again this season so far. And that's a pretty cool thing to see.
Yeah. Apparently, Daniel Hogg is in the chat.
Ooh. How's it going, Dan?
Apparently.
Dan, if you're there, will it? Will it that...
Yeah,
Cliff will figure it out and tell Jess not to do this.
Send Cliff the information we need. But so here's what I'll say about this week. And this is what I said on the stream last night, is that most weeks this season, we've gone into being like, here's what could maybe go right this week. Like, maybe things could work out in a good way if some of these things happen. This week, the default is that things go right, and we're looking at, like, how can they screw this up? Here are the ways things could go wrong, which is still bad, especially because they are screwing it up, but it's better than the other one.
Yeah. It's the reverse worst case scenario. It's like the 1% chance we're looking at. And the reason we're so worried, because let's be real. They do the wrong plan. They put up Jackson and Jack. There's still more people, the veto draw. There's still a lot of ways that it works out.
They still have to lose the veto to the four.
Yeah. So we're still like, there's still a chance. Like, there's an opportunity where it could be one out of the six is from the other side, and that's Jack, and they overturn it and win. And then all of this is moot. But given the way the season's gone, we are right to be a little worried. And Jess is the HOH. Like, the one person who could be an HOH where everything goes wrong is Jess as well. But I have to say, I did love Jess's speech with Cliff's Angels last night, being like, I want them to go around like cockroaches. I want them to fight. I want them to, like, dissolve. That was great. I love that energy, and I'm here for it. And I promise I'm going to be more optimistic than negative Nancy, but part of me still worries, and that's just human.
Yeah. So we're going to be monitoring these feeds very closely today to see where these nominations are going to go. We hope that they don't screw them up. And if they do screw them up, we hope that they don't lose the veto. And then if they do lose the veto, we hope that Nick is not really on the side of the four. And then whatever, we lost Jackson. We hope that Kat and Holly stay on the other side. And there's lots of things we can hope for.
Yeah, we're up here right now. So the fall will be hard if all of these things go wrong. So we just have to, like, monitor that and see how we go from here.
People want to talk about the field trip. I don't know if I have a ton more to say about it than what was said last night, other than the fact that, what are they thinking?
No, bizarro nonsense. Honestly, at this point, if I can be candid, pick the three people you like the least. That way you guarantee one of them gets on the block. That's all you can really do. There's not much logic, much else to go with it. One of them's going to get safety. One of them's going to get a punishment that could be like a unitard or something. And then one's on the block as a third nominee. That's what's going to happen next week.
Yeah. I think that what you should be doing this week is voting not only for three people. I think you have to vote for one person at a time. And I don't know. I didn't actually vote.
I haven't either. So I don't
but
know.
You get to vote 10 times per day, and they give you... it's true that you don't pick three, you pick one. Okay. So what I am concerned about is that this is much too confusing for the average viewer who, as we know, has made mistakes before. If we recall Big Brother 15, there was the MVP twist. The MVP twist was a power that was given to one player each week, and America voted to give that power to a player each week. And then one week, Julie said, okay, this week is different. The MVP is now you, America. You will decide who the third nominee is. You are going to nominate a third person. And after giving the MVP power to the same person every week, Alyssa, that week, they then nominated Alyssa as the third nominee.
Yep.
Because they didn't understand that it was changed.
Yes.
That's the audience we're dealing with here. And that's why I am concerned that when they see, who do you want to send on a field trip? This person can win safety. And then also somebody goes on the block. They're going to look at the pictures. Your instinct is to pick your favorite. It always is. You want to pick your favorite, especially when it's like, who gets to go on a field trip? Who's going to win safety? You're going to pick your favorite. It's hard. It's hard enough to pick the people you don't like to begin with. You don't want to click on their face. You want to click on your favorite's face.
Yeah.
And so I am very concerned that Cliff and Nicole are going to be in some trouble here. Even Kat, I could see being in some trouble. And so if you are somebody that understands how this works and you know that it needs to go to people that you don't want to see go on the field trip and be a potential third nominee, then you need to be voting every day this week for not. And here's what makes this worse. What makes this worse is that because the voting happens all throughout this week, and it excludes whoever gets evicted this week, and it excludes the HOH for next week. Mm-hmm. That means all that needs to happen is for Cliff, Nicole, and Kat to be in like the top half of the vote getters. Because if two people are eliminated, then that means the third place, fourth place, and fifth place people might be the people sent on the field trip. And so you need to be voting for more than just three people, because again, like, people that are going to be getting votes, those are the big names. Cliff, Nicole, Kat, Jack, Jackson, Christy, those are probably going to be the top six. And if Jackson is gone and Jack is HOH or whatever, then all of a sudden you're seeing Christy, Cliff, and Nicole sent into the field trip. So you should be voting for every single one of the you should be voting Jack, Tommy, Christy, Sis, even Jackson, maybe, like all people except for the people you don't want to be sent in, to get them as many votes as possible, to avoid, to try to combat as much of the Cliff, Nicole, and Jess as possible. That would be my advice.
This is very complex for the general viewer, because also, and now I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure, like, I got it down, they get voted into a competition. The three, right? The three do a competition to determine who's first, second, third, or was it just votes on who?
It's a competition.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're just looking at this and it's a field trip, who wouldn't want to be in a field trip kind of vibes, and you see safety, you're like, okay, top vote getter gets safety. I'm going to pile it all on Nicole because I love Nicole and I want Nicole to get safety. No, they compete for what's going to be there. I feel like there wasn't enough time to explain it. I feel like we have 8 days to do this. I feel like it's one of those things where we've seen this happen. Remember with BB Can when they had that one episode where Ryan got this God edit and then Ryan got the veto from the audience? Like, whoever gets the exposure this upcoming week is important because they're going to be up front and center. That's not great. I feel like this could go wrong horrendously. So again, all you got to do, people you like, ignore them for this. People you don't like, as much as you don't want to click on their faces because they bother you, click and vote for them, because that's all you can really do. And then just kind of sit on a prayer and see what happened and who everyone else voted for come the reveal.
Yeah. And I was asked, like, why are we not just stacking all of our votes on the same, you know, couple of people? And that's what I explained, where, like, if you give all of your votes and all of the votes go to the top two or three people, and then one of those people gets evicted this week and one of them is HOH, then all of a sudden all of those votes are for naught, and you are now looking at the next few in that order. Somebody pointed out that the Big Brother daily poll currently has the top five, it's the top six, as Jackson, Jack, Christy, Tommy, Sis, and then Nicole is sixth. So that's dangerous. And these are people who I think are a lot more likely to be savvy with the voting. And that's already having Nicole in sixth place with only 3.8% of the vote, but with 25% of the vote each going to Jackson and Jack. If Jack goes home and Jackson wins HOH, then all of a sudden you're looking at these people who are down at 15, 7, 6%, maybe even 3%. So yeah, that's what you have to worry about. That's why you need to, you know, spread it out a little more.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's going to be a lot to read, I feel like, into what happens. Because again, general audience is a bigger audience than us folk, the internet folk. So seeing what kind of edits we're going to get, seeing what kind of exposure there's going to be, who's going to get the most like screen time, a lot of factors are going to be going into this, into a complex thing of three votes. There are two people that could potentially be removed from this, like you mentioned, with an eviction and an HOH. So you remove those people out. Then the three that get voted in are in this competition. And then now it's up to the players who's going to win it to get safety, who's going to go up. It's a hot mess express. Yikes. But a field trip, though.
Another one catchy. Of these. Another one of these twists.
Yeah. And of course, it's the week following another twist ending, because we cannot have a week without one. We must have one. Because otherwise, not exciting.
You know, thank God, though, we got this week. Because if this twist happened this week, I think we'd be screwed.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. With the power, with this, it would have just made everything 10 times more complicated and likely to go wrong as a result.
Yeah. I am also like reasonably convinced that my theory about the teleprompter last Thursday was correct.
Yeah, it honestly doesn't make sense that they would have advertised it for a week, gave us nothing, and then said 8 more days, now you get to vote. It would have had to have been a goof. They would have had to have done it this week.
She was having problems, remember?
Yeah.
She was like, didn't have it in front of her, and I think they were like, crap, we don't have the tele, like, bring it up. Oh, crap, this is the wrong one.
It reminds me of that scene in Community where Troy's like, we're getting him ready for the fight. Oh, I couldn't think of another word. She just had to read it anyway. Like, no choice.
Yep. All right. All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll look out for the Sam exit interview, and then also look out for our interview with Ovi that we are going to be doing today at around 3 p.m. Eastern. That will be very fun. And then tomorrow morning, I'll be back at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then Sunday, we'll be back with the episode recap, where we'll be talking about these fights and everything that went down. So lots of great stuff heading your way. Puya, where can people find you?
At Puyaism on all major platforms.
There you go. And of course, you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. We had a lot of fun yesterday, various points throughout the day. So make sure you go there, hit the follow button so that you know when I go live and you know when there's stuff to talk about, like live feed leaks.
Mm-hmm. The good stuff. Good, yeah. Good. Also, the stock market crashed last night.
Yes. a lot of people lost a lot of money.
To the fallen folk.
To the fallen. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'll see you next time.